The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Irish motorcyclists and some 40 support are riding 2,000 miles across America to raise money for Ireland's children's hospitals. News Talk's own Anton Savage is ambassador for the challenge, and he joins me now from Flagstaff, Arizona, at an unearthly hour. Anton, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Did you watch the debate?
I watched bits of the debate. It was, as one would expect, not greatly consequential, because vice presidential debates never are greatly consequential. What I think is interesting, though, is when you watch it through the lens, and when you watch American politics through the lens of being overseas and being in Ireland, you assume that it is a febrile month out from the election, that there is huge excitement, that all of this is being laser focus analyzed. What I've been amazed by is how little at grassroots level, at small town America level, how little appetite there is for this election, how little interest there is in this election. If you didn't watch the major networks, if you just traveled, as I have been traveling through the Rust Belt and small town America, you would have no sense that we are 4 weeks out from a presidential election.
Now, one of the things years ago when I lived in America, and I lived in Atlanta, a great city, which was kind of a northern city in the middle of the South, once you went off the beaten track, you found some extraordinary things, like white people, as well as black people, living in abject poverty. Is it still the same?
Extraordinarily so. Extraordinarily so. And abject is the only word to describe it. We started yesterday morning in Gallup, New Mexico, and we pulled into a garage to fuel before we rode out. And in the garage was a woman going through the bins trying to find food out of a petrol station garage. The night before, there were three people on the street as we were walking along, two of them unconscious, one going through each other's, the other pockets of the other people. There are people living in vans in Walmart car parks. There are people living in petrol stations. There are people sleeping rough. It is a level of poverty that is hard to describe, because I know we have significant issues at home with rough sleepers. We have significant issues with homelessness, but there is at least some kind of systematic support where there is outreach and where there may be some route back and there may be some hope. What you are looking at is effectively an underclass populating small town America, and the only thing that seems to unite them is opioids, the opioid addiction that you are seeing. And it is evident. You go through somewhere like, if we go to one of the bigger towns like St. Louis, Missouri, you stop at a stoplight and there are people wandering through the streets talking to themselves. It's extraordinary.
Obviously, in so many ways, America is broken, like the American dream that we all grew up with American sitcoms, suburban America being the way to be and the way to for us to emulate. That didn't really exist for many people ever.
No, and it particularly doesn't exist if you look at the racial schism. If you look at anything to do with whether it's drug addiction, whether you look at poverty, whether you look at opportunity, you still have that massive schism in race. And that massive schism still applies in politics. If you drive through suburban and small town America, you can tell whether you're in a black neighborhood or whether you're in a white neighborhood by the political signs outside. Though there are few, if you see a Harris sign, you know you are in a predominantly black neighborhood. If you see a Trump sign, you know you're in a predominantly white neighborhood. In any other country in the world, if you had a situation where 83%, 84% of one racial group are politically aligned behind one candidate, you would say this is a major fault line that has to be addressed. And it is simply, like the poverty, like to some extent the opioid issue, it goes unaddressed in favor of big ticket flamboyant items like immigration that aren't actually what you are seeing as being the issue in the fabric of small town America.
Now, one of the other things that, you know, we talk about it in Ireland, where small farms and small farmers really can't make it on the land anymore. America, particularly the part you're going through, is hugely agricultural, but you might not see the homestead because it's too far away.
Well, it is a scale that I hadn't fully understood. You hear about the scale of American agriculture, but when you actually travel through it, it is stunning. You're talking about, if you come through areas in Texas where there is ranching, it is literally as far as the eye can see in every direction. In southern Illinois, when you're looking at the cornfields, it is as far as the eye can see in every direction. To put it in perspective, there is in the USA an area three times the size of Ireland planted with corn. There is, if you look at cattle farming, there are 87 million cattle in the American herd. And what's fascinating is, I would have thought, if you look at numbers like that, that you think, well, that must mean a hugely vibrant community and economy around that. It's amazing how much land can be managed by so few people. You have massive mechanized agriculture, and then dotted around, you have all of, as you described, the homesteading areas where you would expect to see local towns and villages living off this massive economic vehicle. What you actually see is one or two giant corporations living off this economic vehicle, and everything else gutted.
All right. It's very interesting, educational, I'm sure, Anton, but your mission anyway is to raise money for the children's hospitals. Childrenshealth.ie is where people should go if they want to help you in all your endeavours. Hope you're not too saddle sore, and enjoy the rest of the trip.
Thank you very much, Pat.
Anton, all the best. Bye.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.